T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Elliot Shore Parks is the Eagles reporter for 94 WIP, co-host of Go Birds Radio and the Go Birds podcast, co-host of the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, live from Chicken's and Pizza on Monday nights, and he joins us right now. ESP, how are you, buddy?
Man, I feel like I never hear the theme song anymore, whether I'm like in the studio or filling in. So it's, feels good to hear it again. Good to talk to you guys.
So what is up? How are you feeling today about this game on Sunday?
I think the Eagles are going to win. I think that when you look at what people have been saying all week, and I think it's absolutely true, is this is the best team the Eagles will have faced. But I think there's a difference between saying they're the best team the Eagles will face and they're a better team than the Eagles. And I think that's getting mixed up sometimes. They're a good team. They're not as good as the Eagles. If you look at where games are decided again, offensive line, defensive line, quarterback, the Eagles, in my opinion, have advantages there, if not significant advantages, and especially matched up against one another. So, you know, the 49ers are good. They could definitely win the game. But I think if the Eagles come out and play their game, then they could potentially win it, you know, I don't want to say easily, but, you know, maybe by 7-plus or 10 points or something.
Do you think that we just had Nick Costos on? He was talking about he thinks the Eagles are going to try to throw the ball a lot. I know I heard Brian Robinson of Washington talk about how good the 49ers run defense is. Do you think Nick Sirianni, Shane Steichen, Jalen Hurts, they come out wanting to throw the ball?
I think they're going to want to throw it to get a lead early. If you look at what this team has done, they like to take shots down the field early in game. So I think they're definitely going to want to come out and do that. But in terms of, you know, will they come out and run it or throw it, I actually think if we're all being honest with ourselves, the real answer is they'll do whatever they think the best matchup is. And I hate saying that because I'm a big throw the ball guy and it sounds like a cop-out. But if you look at what this offense has been, it's unpredictable. Like, some weeks they come out and run it. Some weeks they come out and throw it. I truly believe, and it's one of Nick's strengths, that he doesn't go into games stuck on one thing. I mean, he preferred to throw it, but if they look at the tape and they think they can run on the Niners, they'll definitely come out and run on them.
Yeah. I mean, the Niners are a number one rushing defense, and I know they haven't played many teams that have the quarterback that runs like Jalen. So it doesn't mean that the Eagles aren't going to run the ball, but they can clearly be had on the outside in the passing game. And you got Devontae and AJ. I'd be surprised if they don't come out attacking those corners.
Well, especially the number two corner on the Niners, right? I mean,
yeah.
Lenore, I think, is definitely there to be had. And if you look, he's actually, I think, has 2 interceptions in the postseason this year. So in a way, he's playing well. But another way is he's ripe for the taking because he's probably jumping a lot of these routes trying to get the ball. So it wouldn't surprise me if Devontae has a deep attempt early on in this game. So, no, I agree. Like, their secondary is definitely there to be had. To your point about they haven't faced many teams that have a runner like Jalen, if you look at the teams they have faced that even have any type of mobile quarterback, I mean, I think they lost to the Falcons. They might have lost to the Bears, or that game was close. Like, they have struggled against running quarterbacks. And right now you can make the argument Jalen's the best running quarterback in the NFL. So I do think that's going to be a major problem for the Niners.
Yeah, and I think if you look at last year, they struggled stopping Jalen running the football. I think he had a good day running the football against them last year. So, yeah, we could look for that to be an Achilles heel. You've been down there all week, E. What are you feeling out of the locker room? What sense are you getting from the players down there?
So I think all week, but especially today, I really get a sense that this team is loose. I don't think they are – you know, tightening up because of the moment. There's more media down there. They're getting more interviews. There's different types of media. And, like, there's all types of media down there, like national media, international media. So it's definitely a different scene in terms of what they're dealing with. But to me, the players are acting exactly the same. Darius Slay was in there, you know, eating his wife's banana pudding, handing it out to players, joking about it. You see the guys that are normally hanging out and laughing together doing that. You know, they're dancing on the practice field. I really don't get a sense that they're at all, you know, shying away from the moment. And I also get a sense of confidence. I mean, one thing that you heard a lot today was how the Niners are viewed as a physical team, and they're going to, you know, they want to go out and show that they're the physical team. So I don't get any worrisome vibe from down at the NovaCare.
Avonte Maddox, it didn't seem like in previous weeks that he was going to play. He was still walking around in the boot, not practicing. Do you get the sense that he's going to play this week?
I do, and the injury report should be out soon, so, you know, hopefully we'll get a more concrete answer to that. But talking to Avonte yesterday at his locker, I mean, he was able to go full out in the practice reps he did get yesterday. You know, just watching him in the locker room, he's not limping. He doesn't have extra, you know, wrap or anything around his foot. So he seems good to go. To me, the question is, if you're the Eagles, do you want to throw him back in, like, full snaps right away? You know, do you keep Chauncey there and give Avonte maybe two more weeks to practice before you put him in back at his normal snap count? So that might be more of the question as opposed to if he's physically ready. But I think he looks ready to go, seeing him out of practice.
Mm. Elliot Shore Parks will be with James Seltzer and Brent Celek tonight in McSorley's in Ardmore. Chance to win tickets to Sunday night's game, courtesy of Miller Lite and their best seat of the house ticket giveaway. Again, it's James, Elliot, and Brent tonight. McSorley's in Ardmore, 8 to 10. Elliot, is that when it is?
Yeah. Yep, 8 to 10. And I think the tickets are sweet boxes. So they're good seats.
They're club seats.
Woo.
Miller Lite's club seats.
Nice.
All right. Are you going to be?
You might even see Ike walking by. We always walk by all those suites after the pregame.
So yeah.
Maybe you'll even get a chance to see Ike.
Mm. So did you give a final score? So that, like, your official final score, you said you think they could go 7 points or higher. So you're confident in this one.
Yeah. My final prediction is going to be 27 to 17. When I look at this, I think the Eagles, again, they have the advantages everywhere you would want the advantage. I mean, you know, we can debate coaching. You know, I think that's probably the closest of all of them. But it certainly isn't a massive mismatch. And they're at home. The Niners have had two fewer days to prepare when you consider they're going to have to travel a day. I just think they have matchups all over the field. And, you know, this whole postseason, I think I've seen people do the thing where it's like, well, here's why they could be close to the Giants, or here's why they could lose to the Niners. I think ultimately we need to accept this team. It's just a really, really good team. So yeah. I would be surprised if they lose.
Who would you rather play in – who would you rather win the AFC Championship game? Who are you rooting for in that to play the Eagles if the Eagles win?
It's a tough one because I think the Bengals are the better team. And I think, you know, they might have the better quarterback, if we're being honest. Like Burrow, I think if he beats Mahomes this week, can certainly stake his claim to being the best quarterback. The only reason I might pick the Bengals is just because their offensive line is not that good and it's injured. And I do think the Eagles could get after Burrow.
Right.
But ultimately, I'd probably pick the Chiefs just because Mahomes is dealing with an injury. Their defense isn't as good. Their skilled players aren't as good. And Mahomes will, you know, he will put it in harm's way. So I guess I'd probably ultimately pick the Chiefs.
Mm. There you go. Elliot, you on the morrow?
Yes, 1-3, Go Birds Radio, Parks Casino. So, you know, the final show before the big day on Sunday.
Ooh, and then pregame coverage from the stadium. Yeah. Elliot, appreciate it, man.
All right, brother, see you Sunday.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
Yes, sir.
There he is, Elliot Shore Parks with 27-17. I could see it. I've kind of, even today, Ike, I've went back and forth of, I'm definitely more confident today than I've been the rest of the week. I have. And it's from listening to experts like you and some other people, and then just really being like, you know what? Like, at some point, you just have to say the Eagles are a really good team, and I should have confidence in them winning the game on Sunday. They're at home. They're the favorite. And also knowing this is going to be their toughest test, and this is going to be a really tight game.
Really good teams lose, too.
Yeah, they do.
So, I mean, it's not about who we want to win. I'm assuming we all want the Eagles to win. Why wouldn't we? Yeah, why wouldn't you make it to the NFC Championship game? But this idea that somehow, you know, recognizing that the 49ers are a good football team doesn't mean the Eagles are a bad football team. Like, you don't need to feel sensitive or inferior because you're paying proper respect to the other opponent. Now, you can do it all you want to. It's Philadelphia. You want to yell they're going to win 50 to nothing. I mean, go right ahead.
Just not likely that's going to happen.
You're just putting a score out there. Yeah, it's going to be determined Sunday on the field. All of this numbers and all this other stuff, we're going to find out Sunday on the field.
Yep.
This is all like the pre-hype going into the game. The same way there was no rhyme or reason that the Eagles should have beat New England in the Super Bowl, but they did.
Right. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Like, that doesn't matter. On paper, New England was clearly the better team.
Yep.
And they had the better quarterback.
Yeah, you can't.
And they still lost.
Yeah, you can't write a script before that game on how the Eagles are going to do that, and people wouldn't laugh at it. But then it happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. That's why I said you got to take care of the business on the field. And because I've been on the other side of it, it's why I do pay respect to the opponent. Yeah, I realize I played in conference title games where we were the better team, had the better quarterback. You still got to go out there and take care of business.
Yes, you do. Twitter questions today, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, if you're getting engaged, the place to go is Mark's Jewelers, the home team. They have the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Jack has a couple questions out there today. Hypothetically speaking, who would you rather the Eagles face in the Super Bowl? Chiefs or the Bengals? Now, you're a Bengals fan, Ike, but if you're taking...
I'm a fan of both. I'm a fan of Andy Reid.
That's true.
So it doesn't matter to me, quite frankly. It doesn't matter to me. If you want me to pick somebody or who I would rather face, I think the Chiefs would be a lesser opponent than the Bengals. I think when I look at the Bengals' offense, the quarterback, we worry about how Jonathan Gannon plays defense. Well, can you imagine Joe Burrow picking this defense apart with those wide receivers? So I'm not interested in that.
Yeah.
But also, you got Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid on the other side. Like, there is no easy choice
there. Pick your poison.
Yeah, exactly. There's no easy win there.
It's not Bortles versus Brady in 17.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, this isn't an easy win.
Well, the Twitter poll is actually 50-50, Jacked right down the middle.
Makes sense.
That's a good Friday.
It definitely makes sense because it's either or.
Exactly. There's no, pick your poison, which one you want.
Yeah.
I think before the Bills game, I probably would have said the Bengals, just because, like, you know, they went up there, and that, I think the Bills defense is very similar to the Eagles defense talent wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Burrow in the snow picked that team apart, so I'll take my chances on beating the Chiefs and Andy Reid.
Yeah, and the Bengals have beaten Buffalo and the Chiefs already this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
pick your poison.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rocco. From the Dirty 30.
I don't think we wouldn't be able to handle losing to Andy in the Super Bowl, though.
Well, one person certainly would not be able to handle it.
Yeah. So,
would that be a way to end it?
Well, I mean,
Angelo Castaldi.
I think there's less animosity built up against Cincinnati, so it would be more of just a disappointment that the Eagles lost if they lost to the Bengals. But if you lose to Andy, there's the disappointment of the loss, and we lost to Andy Reid.
Now,
yes.
It feels like this week the confidence level is like sky high. Do you think it would be the same to this week heading into the Super Bowl versus those two, or would it be more like – realistic in a sense?
Depends what they, if it's
depends on how they look against the 49ers.
Depends how they look.
I think honestly, it comes down to the quarterback. Like, that's why I think people are so confident about the Eagles this week, is because, like, well, it's Brock.
They believe,
yeah.
You think that's what it is?
And at least with this matchup, it's like, well, it is Mahomes and Burrow. Like, we can actually have like a real. We're not going to get 34-0, you know, predictions in the Super Bowl against these teams.
We shouldn't at least.
Well, I'll tell you, the storylines with the Kansas City Eagles thing will be endless.
Yeah, the NFL's probably.
Yeah, they probably want that more than anything, right?
Chiefs are a huge draw, yeah.
Yeah, well, and then you get the Andy Reid versus his old team. The storylines are better.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. They're built in.
Yeah, the storylines are much better with the Chiefs. I just don't think we can handle.
Probably.
I know I wouldn't be able to handle the conversation for 2 weeks.
No, that's what it is. You already fast forward.
It'd be a long 2 weeks for you.
Well, you fast forward.
Well, just
to what
be a long 2 weeks of just talking about it. Period. Everybody talking about how they hate Andy Reid. Like, it would be the same thing every day.
So, to your point, when the Phillies lost the World Series, people were disappointed. Some people were mad the day after, but then it was kind of like over with because you lost to Houston, and you know, not that if you would have lost to Gabe Kapler or somebody like that in the World Series, people would be a hell of a lot more mad.
Well, and I think people considered it already a win getting to the World Series.
Yeah, it was.
This is a different path.
Yeah,
these guys were the best team in the league and have the MVP, you know. Then you would get the battle of the MVP.
Oh.
Somebody wouldn't win it the night before. right? So they would know who won the league MVP.
I'll be like, was it
before the game?
Was it Keem that won it in the 90s, and then who went on, or Malone?
Oh no, and then Jordan. Yeah, Jordan was pissed about it. Him. Yeah, yeah, it would be like that.
Well, he's already compared to MJ.
So yeah, huh?
Let's go to Rocco.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is there a way that we could play the Jags?
I don't think so.
Like it wouldn't be hard for people. See, the funny thing is, you guys think it would be hard with me against Andy, but if it was the Jags, would it be hard for anybody?
No.
No, you want to kick the mess out of the Jags. Nobody's been sitting here talking about how much they love Doug, and we don't want to beat him.
No, we'd be like, oh, Doug, ha, ha, ha. We'd be playing the drops and stuff.
Ooh, boy.
Yep. No, I mean, honestly, I don't need Andy Reid Eagles Super Bowl 2 weeks. I don't need it.
I do.
Well, Angelo needs it.
I mean, what a way to go out.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. It is destiny. It probably is.
Well, and those are my picks, so.
There you go. All right, let's go to Rocco of the Dirty 30. What's up, Rocco?
Screw that, guys. I'm still pissed off about 2002 when we lost to the Buccaneers. I don't care who we face. I have animosity against all of them.
There you go, Rocco.
Hey, I got enough hate in me to hate the world, so that's all it goes.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't care. I don't care. And if we play the way we played the last two games of the year, like we did against the Giants, no one is going to beat us. No one is going to beat us. I'm geeked up, man. I'm getting ready to go to the rally, and I can't even talk. I'm just so jacked up right now. And like you know me, I usually I'm pretty, you know.
You're reserved.
Well, not reserved, but
it's part of the Dirty 30. You know,
I step up to the occasion. This occasion has started since the end of the Giants game for me. I mean, I just. That game was so phenomenal, being there and going. And you know the beauty of it? Now we get to sit and wait again to see who we're gonna play. That's never happened to us. We've always been the ones to see if they're gonna play us. This is great. We're in a driver's seat. We get to pick our own poison. Please, they're gonna be poisoned. We are going to poison them.
What's the final score, Rocco?
34-10.
Oh, a blowout.
34-10.
I think the rookie is going to show every inch of being a rookie. I really do. He's going to be back to being Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh, there you go. All right. There he is, Rocco from the Dirty 30, predicting that would be a blowout, 34-10.
Yep.
Jerry, the truck driver, is on the line. He's the truck horn guy. Jerry, how are you?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
All right. Nails, where are you right now, man?
I just passed Ike's old hometown, Cincinnati. I'm just outside of Cincinnati in Kentucky right now.
There you go.
So, yeah, they got their memorabilia tents up, selling all their Cincinnati gear while I was in right outside.
Oh, yeah?
Of course they do. It's Cincinnati.
Exactly, dude. They had all their stuff. I couldn't buy nothing because I was going by there, but, you know, I was like, oh, they got their tents.
Did you stop and get you some Skyline chili?
No, bro. I don't get all that yet. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, he can't be driving for 10 hours after that.
Yeah, right?
That's true. Yeah, you'd be pulling over every 2 hours.
Now, Jerry, do you carry like a water jug so you don't have to stop and go to the bathroom every time you drive? What? Wait, do you just drive until you can't take it anymore? How often do you stop to use the bathroom?
Gatorade bottles that I use, so I'm good to go.
Yeah, I guess that's what you would have to
yep.
do. All right.
I know what that feeling is, Jerry.
So, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get to where you got to go.
Yeah, yep. Right. All right, Jerry, give me your final score, and then we need to hear the horn.
All right, we're going to go with a 30-24 Eagles victory. They're going to probably open it up early, and then 49ers will probably come back a little bit on us, but I believe our defense is going to knock out of the game, but knock out Purdy. They're going to probably get 4 or 5 sacks on him and scare the hell out of him. So, but that's pretty much what's going to happen. And I don't see anything else different happen.
All right, Nails. Let's hear. If you're in a safe spot, I don't know if you can do it. Let's hear it. What do you got?
I'm in a safe spot.
There he is.
Just woke up Ike's relatives.
Man.
All right, there he is. That's why we call him Jerry the truck horn driver. There you go. 215-592-9494.
He's a playoff performer, too, because the Phillies playoff run, he was doing that all during that.
He was,
He's gotten back.
And we haven't heard him since. I don't think we've seen him since then.
Yeah, no. There's front runner vibes there, but like Jerry's a great caller.
Yeah. No, we appreciate it. 215-592-9494. Well, there's some breaking NFL head coaching news that could directly affect the Eagles coaching staff if they will lose one key member. We'll tell you all about that. Back to your phone calls. Lay it on the line Friday. Jaws is coming up at 4 o'clock, by the way. It's Marks and Reese on 94WP. Hey, listen, let's talk about getting new windows and doors. It's cold out. It's the winter. This is a great time to do it. And it's a great time to do it because you're going to save money with Guida Door and Window and their big winter sales event, because Guida Door and Window extending their big winter sale through the month of January by offering 40% off every window and door that you buy. That's right, 40% off each expertly installed energy efficient replacement window, which also includes 4 free high performance low E glass. And if you need a new door, you'll receive 40% off any door. That includes insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And if you're a homeowner, and you know you need to do this project, right? Like, do what I did, because I'm getting new windows installed in about a month. Whole house of windows, sliding patio door. Take advantage of Guida's interest-free financing. I'm doing that. Or you can go with the low monthly payment plans to get your project started with no money out of your pocket. But this is for a limited time only, so you have to act quickly. If your home needs new windows and doors, call the experts at Guida right now to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. That's 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, football Friday. Late on the line Friday. We'll get back to it. Jaws going to join us in a half hour at 4 o'clock, Ike, as we'll get his thoughts and prediction on Sunday's game. And then the playmaker, Michael Irvin. Jack, is that coming up at 4:45 today? So Michael Irvin, who used to be a Cowboy fan, has turned into a 49er fan, apparently.
That's a violation.
Yeah, he is so worried about the Eagles winning.
Well, he actually went against those guys to get in the Super Bowl, so he's not supposed to be a 49er fan. He's supposed to hate the 49ers.
Isn't that pathetic?
I mean, that was a big rival in the 90s, Cowboys,
that was
49ers.
The NFC rival right there.
He's not supposed to be a damn 49er fan.
Dion, flip-flop, both teams, a bunch of those guys.
Charles Haley. Yeah. The linebacker. Ken Norton Jr. Yeah, Ken Norton Jr., yeah.
That's crazy that they went between the two best teams in the NFL at that point.
Back and forth, yeah. Real quick, before you go any further, I was supposed to do this yesterday, and I felt bad. I totally forgot to do it yesterday. And I felt like crap last night when I remembered that I did not do it yesterday. So I wanted to send condolences out to the Beckett family. They lost their brother, their son. Over the weekend, he was buried yesterday. So, and he was a huge Marks and Reese fan. And a big fan of mine. And so, you know, I found that out through another close friend. And so, I wanted to make sure I sent out condolences to his family and to all his loved ones, and let him know that The Birds, they'll be playing great for him on Sunday. I know he'll be watching down, checking them out. And he's a guy from my my area. You know, went to graduated from the high school my son and
right.
daughter
go Man.
To. So Gregory Beckett, love you, brother, and thank you for being a great Eagles fan and a fan of the Marks and Reese show. So thank you. And condolences
man.
To his family and his loved ones.
Sorry to hear that. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So I meant that. Like I said, I meant to do that yesterday, and I totally forgot to do it, so I wanted to make sure I did it today.
Thank you. Appreciate
you. No, appreciate you letting me get that in.
Yeah, that's can't be easy for anybody, so, you know, hope they're okay out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so D'Amico Ryans. Yesterday, the report was D'Amico Ryans is the top candidate for the Broncos. Today, D'Amico Ryans is the top candidate for the Texans. The difference is it's being called mutual. So, and if I guess it was Rap Sheet and Pelsaro are saying that he's the top candidate for the Texans and the feeling's mutual. He got drafted by
wants to go home.
Yeah, wants to go home.
Yeah.
So,
well,
and he's getting a young quarterback as opposed to having Russell Wilson.
That's true. Yeah. How about that? Yeah.
It's probably what it is more than.
Probably. I mean, certainly doesn't.
If he had Pat Mahomes, he might be thinking it differently.
Right, exactly. No, you're right. You're right. Having to deal with that whole situation versus starting with a clean slate. You get a young guy in, you can help mold, and you're not dealing with somebody that's already stuck in their ways or what have you. And you don't have to deal with that division. You go to the AFC South, at least you got a chance in that division.
See, I mean, in all honesty, I'm not saying Russell Wilson's totally cooked yet. I mean, what high-profile guy would want the job if given another choice?
Yeah.
Being in the AFC West, who the hell knows what's going to happen with Russell Wilson in Denver?
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of confidence that gets turned around there.
And I'm actually surprised. See, that it says something that coaches aren't jumping at that job
yep.
with Russell Wilson there. Can you imagine if Andy retired and the Kansas City Chiefs job opened up, right? Or if the Bengals job opened up. I say that to say coaches would be flocking
yep.
to get a chance to coach one of those quarterbacks. And Russell Wilson was once seen as one of those types of quarterbacks, and they can't get a coach out there right now. That's boy, have the mighty fallen.
So let's talk about what that means for the Eagles. And real fast,
yes.
David Shaw in Denver, the former Stanford coach. Just keep that name in mind. David Shaw. At once one point in time he was an NFL head coaching candidate.
Mm-hmm. His name used to always come up.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and he would never leave Stanford.
Right.
Yeah.
And now he's left Stanford because they haven't been good the last couple of years.
Right.
And he's got a relationship with Condoleezza Rice, and he already interviewed, and he interviewed well. Condoleezza Rice is a part of the ownership group in Denver. And a very trusted advisor.
Browns head coach in Canada.
Right.
I forgot about that.
Remember that? That was awesome.
Yeah. She just has to be a part of the NFL.
You're damn right she does. So now she's an executive right. with the Broncos. So anyway, keep that in mind. All right, so what does this mean for Jonathan Gannon?
Yes.
We had believed that Gannon's best shot at getting a job, a head coaching job, would be in Houston.
Yeah.
Because he was a finalist last year and they thought highly of him. But if they go D'Amico Ryans, I don't know if they pick. He interviewed last year with Denver. I'm not hiring him if Russell Wilson's there in Denver. I got to get an offensive guy. I would try to do that anyway. Seems like that maybe it's been a weird year for coaching hires, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like Gannon's going to get a job if it's not in Houston. Would you agree?
Well, I mean, the Arizona job is still open.
Yep.
So is there another job that's still open? Well, Denver would still be open, and the Colts are still
Colts.
Open.
Yeah.
So did Gannon coach in Indy? He wasn't there, was he?
Yeah, he was.
He was in Indy.
He was.
Surprised he didn't get interviewed there.
What's that tell you?
Well, maybe Irsay didn't like him when he was there. I don't know.
It's Irsay. So who the hell knows? He's going to bring Jeff Saturday back probably.
Yeah, I have no idea. So, yeah, I thought Houston was his best chance to get a job. Yes, I agree with you there. So I don't know if one of these other teams pivot and they want to bring him in for an interview. It almost seems like these teams are just interviewing guys just to interview them. I don't know what they're looking for.
They may not know what they're looking for. So, I mean, also, if there's an impressive – like let's say the Eagles come out and the offense looks unbelievable or the defense looks great, right? Like mm-hmm. that easily can change maybe – some thoughts inside of teams that's still open or not sure who they're going to hire as a coach. So
mm-hmm.
not that it's over with right now, but I would lean that both coordinators are back next year as opposed to them getting jobs.
Hey, well, that's good for us.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Jack, you fine with that? Both guys coming back?
Yeah, I mean, that was ultimately the downfall, not part of the downfall of Doug, was that he could never get the guys back in there to create that staff again. So keeping the continuity together, I think, is massive. Especially, honestly, losing Brian Johnson is the one that I'd be most worried about at this point. I mean, I think Steichen's very good, but I think the relationship between Johnson and Hurts is very close. You know, and we saw what happened with Wentz after DeFilippo left, whatever. I don't think that would happen with Jalen. So being able to keep the staff together after possibly winning a Super Bowl would be massive.
Yeah. It would be, but guess what? Like, get ready to have to replace some guys because
I was gonna say you still need players. Oh, you mean the coaches?
Well, no, and players too. Yeah, like Brian Johnson's gonna get a job at some point as an offensive coordinator if the team's having success. So, and then they're gonna have to replace a bunch of starters or sign them. All right, Greg's calling from Atlanta. He's all fired up. He's laying it on the line on Friday. What's up, Greg? How are you?
Hey guys.
What's up, G?
John, I really appreciate those probing questions about truck drivers' urination habits. It's really
well, I know it's on everybody's mind today on a football Friday.
It hits home. It sure does. Hey, I'm really jacked. I'm flying up. My family just wanted to fly up. I think I DM'd you, John. We all have tickets, but we just want to feel the vibe. So we're just coming to town early. And just hanging out somewhere and just chilling and enjoying the victory and hopefully pouring out into the streets on Sunday night. Should be great. You know, it should be tremendous.
Let's hope so. And it won't even be that late, right? It could be like 6:30, 7 o'clock you could be running out there.
Not flying back till 6 a.m. on Sunday, so it could be an all-nighter that day. Who knows?
Very cool.
Hey, Ike, let me ask you a question strategy-wise on the Eagles. You know how Sirianni takes a lot of chances, fourth down and four, you know, within probably field goal range, right?
Yeah.
Does he go for the points? Because it probably would be more valuable on Sunday to take the points in those situations, or is he going to be true to himself?
I think he's going to be true to himself. Because I don't think it's just him. I think it's an organizational philosophy, and I don't think that changed. I don't think the analytics change. If nothing else, it enhances or heightens because you're in the playoffs. That's why you go for it on fourth and two in the Super Bowl. That's why you go for it on fourth and one in your own territory with 5 minutes left to go in the game, 3 minutes left to go in the game. Like some of these things, these are the things that the organization believes in. As far as going for it on fourth and one and where you go for it on fourth and one or fourth and two. And I do believe let me put it this way. If they don't do it Sunday, we'll know that they're coaching differently. So then if you don't win, you're going to have to answer for why did you get to the championship game and become conservative?
Change your philosophy that you've
Change
done.
Your philosophy no. than no, what not. Got you here. So it's almost worse if you don't continue to be who you are. Ironically, Kyle Shanahan is more of a conservative coach in these types of games.
You would think the guy with the straight brim hat looks like a skateboarder over there on the sideline would be ready to do some of the new age. He was very comfortable taking field goals last week.
Yep.
And by the way, the strategy worked.
Yep.
He's like, we'll score enough points to beat these guys. Our defense has got it. Now, you can't do that every week. It depends on your opponent.
I agree. But he has the sort of that conservative mentality almost going back to that Super Bowl. Well, he led a 28-3 lead. You know, he didn't remain aggressive in that game. So, no, I don't expect the Eagles to change who they are. I don't think it's just Nick Sirianni. I think it's something that they talk about and a plan throughout the week, and they know it's a philosophy of what they do. So if they get to a certain area of the field, down and distance-wise or what have you, they're going to go for it. The only reason they didn't do it in the final game is because they didn't want to risk the quarterback doing some of those things. But in the NFC Championship game, nah.
When Nick Sirianni took the job.
I almost hope that he doesn't get too aggressive in this game. There are times where you can say, you know what, just punt the ball.
Or take the points.
Yes. Here's the thing. I think it would be easier for him to punt than it would be taking the points if you're inside that 25, 20-yard line. Because if you're backed up, say you're on your own 35 or something like that and it's fourth and one, you go for it there and don't get it. Now you've given San Francisco the ball deep in your territory.
Yeah, agreed.
So he'd be more likely to punt that than if he was on the 20-yard line on the other side and already in field goal range, but it's fourth and two. Right? We've seen where we're like, you're going to take the 3 points there? And he's like, no, we're going to get a touchdown.
Yeah.
So I think that continues.
Yeah, this is when Nick Sirianni's interviewing for the head coaching job, they're telling him how they do things with this. Like the Eagles as an organization use these analytics and these advanced analytics, and they say this is how we – and Nick Sirianni's not coming in and vetoing like he's agreeing and going with what the organization and –
Just like Doug did,
right, and it works.
Yeah, it's what their philosophy is, yeah.
Right. Yeah, and it's the right – it's been proven that it's the right thing to do. Now you also have to get those fourth downs and things like that, but Eagles aren't going to change it. Black Gritty from blackgritty.com is ready to go. He's going to lay it on the line on a football Friday. What's up, Black Gritty?
Hey, guys. I've called you guys when I be out in these streets. I was out in California. You know, I go out there a lot. And they got old fans out there, bro. Like, people still think Jerry Rice on the team. They ain't real fans. They be cracking it. They got Jerry out there with a chain running around like a puppy dog. Like, I'm like, come on, baby. So many times I try to get people to go to the game, they won't go to the game. Now they front run. They ain't real fans. So they go, oh, we're going to invade Philadelphia. I think it's called an infestation. They're like New York West out there with the rats, bro. And they come to Philadelphia, they're about to get exterminated, just like we did with the New York Times. I tell you one thing. You out here giving them respect, and I appreciate that. It's time to put my foot on their neck.
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
I give a hand sandwich about the 49. Oh, Shanahan, you can catch these hands. Nick, slap them in the mouth. Slap them in the face. Don't put your mug all up on the camera when we bombs over Baghdad throwing these stuff down. I don't care what they say. Brock is about to get rocked. I've seen this man throw so many interceptions, but all the teams keep dropping them. Guess what? Not in these streets. We got babies out here in Philly, bro. It's a Philly thing. We got the babies out of windows. We going to get these interceptions. He's throwing two for sure, okay? He is going to get rocked. Do you hear it, Brock? You're going to get rocked. And then on top of that, my goodness, Philadelphia is so tight and so ready to rock and roll. If you're wearing red, come on down here. There's a dummy tax for you, okay? We got a dummy tax for everybody coming out here thinking they're going to get something done because it's not going to happen. Fly, Eagles, fly. We don't need no awards. Oh, wait. The only guy that got an award is your boy. Who's the guy that got the award? Howie Roseman. And the one thing I give Howie credit for is he got two defensive back quarterback coaches, defensive coaches from Iowa. How did he get these two guys from Iowa? I think they saw Brock Purdy his whole college career. So we got something for you, Brock. Oh, my gosh, you're going to get rocked. That is fortuitous. That is the weekend. Enjoy yourself. Let's go! I can't win. I'm a fire. Bye-bye. I'll talk to y'all. All let's right. rock.
Did we already say Brian Dawkins is the honorary captain?
We did not. We did, but it wasn't official.
Okay. Well, now it is official.
And he voiced the hype video.
He did the hype video?
Do you want to hear
it? When does it become official? When John Clark puts it on Instagram?
Yeah, I guess. That's when I saw it. I'm like, I see Clark tweeting it out. I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess it's official now.
Yeah, so it's him, and then Anita Baker's doing the national anthem. DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Jazzy Jeff and Friends or just Jazzy Jeff?
Yeah, I don't know. See if Will Smith's there.
Okay.
Not bad.
Okay. Bringing out all the big dogs. I have not seen the Brian Dawkins.
It's pretty great.
Is it? Well, of course it is.
Should we play it now? All right, yeah, go for it. Here it is.
All right.
It's understood. It's understood who we are. It's understood what we work for. Yeah, I don't have to give y'all no rah-rah speech. Everything is in front of me.
Yeah, you heard him. You heard what he said. Philly don't need no rah-rah speeches. We don't need to be told how to get crump and when to show up. We all know what's at stake. This is our house.
It's my motherfucking home.
What say you, Nick? How we about to climb this mountain?
Together, 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 together.
That's what I'm talking about. We don't need to talk leadership. We live it.
We know what our tights are on.
Woo! It's about heart. It's about passion and desire.
Let's go!
We have fully defined our dog mentality. We know when this city wants something, they'll do whatever it takes. They won't be denied.
Stop killing them!
When you're
starving for something so doggone much?
I ain't hungry. I'm starving for this.
A brick wall can't hold you back. Their end zone is our playground. Our dreams are their nightmares. We don't need no rah-rah speech.
Don't need no rah-rah speech.
Because it's a Philly thing.
It take everybody, yo. Take everybody. We're going to ride together. We're going to show out. Let's go.
Ah, and they even end with it. It's a Philly thing. Mm-hmm. I have my Philly thing shirt on. Where'd the hat go? I had the wool knit hat on as well, but it was hot in here.
Yeah, so you are indoors, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's hot in the studio in general.
Did you wear it to bed last night?
Nope. I stopped myself, but I was dressed for bed, and I'm like, do I take the video now and put it on Instagram of how I look?
Your bedroom attire.
What ended up happening was I had to prepare last night. Today's my wife's birthday, so happy birthday, Liz.
Ah, today's your wife's birthday.
It is. Happy birthday, honey.
Happy birthday, Liz.
So last night I had to set up the downstairs for when she came down today. So I got the balloons that spell out happy birthday, and you got to put twine on them and then hang them up. Mm-hmm. And then I put the flowers out, cut the flowers, put them in the vase.
There you go.
And then put the gifts out, then the kids' cards, and I had to make my card, heartfelt homemade card. Like,
yeah, I don't do homemade cards. Yeah. It's 21 years next month. Yeah, I don't do homemade cards.
That's the homemade card?
Yeah, well, I don't do homemade cards. I stopped that in college.
Did you buy the card at, you do?
Normally at either, I go to Target.
Target has a good selection of cards, yeah.
Great selection.
I was at Target later last night because I had to pick up some additional items. But, mm-hmm. But I did. Because you know why I did because she wants the homemade card more than do you read the card that you buy at the store and be like, oh, that's a good one, or you just pick up one?
No, come on now. You got to read the card because she's going to read the card.
So you have to
And the card has to make sense. It has to be, like, my wife, she's not going to say, well, I can't come back with a card sounding like something I would never say.
Happy graduation.
Yeah, or something like that,
well,
yeah.
You don't do the one with the music in it?
No.
Like funny, you don't do humorous cards or...
Yeah, you do humorous cards. Right. You do humorous cards, and you normally write a little note in the card as well.
In the card,
your own little personal note in the card as
a
well.
A blurb, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a whole left side of the card.
21 years, John. It's 20 plus years together. Yeah, 27 years together, brother.
Jack, do you make homemade cards?
No. Since high school.
Okay. Well, I do it because
it's good.
Cards are like $6 or $7 each.
Oh, don't tell me you do it because of the price
partly,
of the cards.
Yes,
oh,
partly.
My God.
What are you
ruined the whole moment just now.
Doing all right.
All right, so you know what? That's not entirely true because dollar store cards, people may not know this, mm-hmm. you get two for a dollar. And they're good cards, too. You can find sentimental good cards that have good things on it.
What are you doing in the dollar store, man?
I go to the dollar store for certain items.
Yeah, snacks.
No, bleach.
A drink?
I pour it on my head. No, you get a big, you get, it's not a gallon, but it's
get
a big jug
bleach?
Of bleach for a dollar. I started doing it during COVID. Remember when bleach was like,
sure.
Hey, $30 for a thing of bleach. Dollar store never changed their prices. It's bleach. You know, it doesn't have to be Clorox.
Right, it's real live
bleach. Yeah, you drink that, you're in trouble. Just like Clorox. So, yeah, so I go to the dollar store for certain things, all right? So
what's the plan tonight? No, there's nothing wrong with you going to the dollar store. No, that's okay.
What's the plan tonight?
Yeah, what's the plan tonight?
Romantic dinner.
Yeah. There we go.
Romantic dinner.
Take the socks off tonight, man.
Let them puppies purr.
Well, it's not my...
Hold on. So, puppies don't purr.
No, I know. I got it backwards.
Now I'm awake. Thought I was gonna let that go, didn't you?
I didn't even hear it.
Like, yeah, hold on, puppies don't purr.
So, but it's not yes. my birthday. It's her birthday.
Yeah.
So if it's what she wants, if it like, and this is the truth, mm-hmm. I have to like I say like, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, you know what I want for my birthday.
Yeah.
So this year we scheduled we set the alarm for 5 a.m. because the kids are definitely up by 5:45. Mm-hmm. So we set an alarm for my birthday for 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then later after dinner.
Okay. Yep. There you go. Well, even though it's her birthday and it's what she wants, she may not convey this to you. You just have to know. Sometimes you just got to give it to her. They don't always want it. Sometimes you just
gotta
give
right,
it
you're
to
right.
them.
No, you're right.
And then they're happy afterwards.
Is that what? So that's the strategy tonight?
I know my wife is listening right now, so she know I'm on here talking trash.
No, but you're right. If I wait for her to be the aggressor, we're probably going to fall asleep.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Never going to happen,
right,
man.
Yeah, you're right. She may not know. She may not know that she wants it, but she does.
But she does. Of course she does, man.
It's a good point. That's why I brought it up. You gave me a different strategy for tonight. Coming up,
I think it's going to go well for you too.
I got sick kids.
Give her a little red wine.
Yeah, no, that's the key is the little buzz to get her going. But then we get home. She falls asleep in the car and she just wants to go to bed. Believe me, we've been coming home from weddings and I'm.
Yeah, you're like you're filling in.
Yeah, I'm like yeah.
H-E-L-L space Y-E-A.
Right, kids are asleep. Right, like nope. Right in the bad pajama pants. Not the sexy ones, the bad ones. Like, oop, big boxy T-shirt. Yep, this is going nowhere.
Yeah, you're right. The moment you see this, this ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. That's the worry. Coming up, Jaws.
I definitely got to shut up now.
Yep. You know what I'm talking about, Ike. You know. Coming up is Ron Jaworski. His thoughts on the game, who does he have
Happy
winning?
Birthday, Liz.
Happy birthday, Liz. You know who Ron's going to say is going to win. But we're going to read between the lines to see how concerned he really is.
Yeah.
Who has the advantage, the Eagles offense or the Niners defense? Hard-hitting questions with Ron Jaworski coming up right after this. Mark Sunderis on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, BetMGM customers, if you have a friend who loves sports as much as you do, here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign it to your BetMGM account. Click on the Refer a Friend program. Boom! Send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up, makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. Once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager's settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. BetMGM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.